Hi, this is Cassie. This week on It's a Show, the boys welcome special guest star James Duthie from TSN.
Hello.
The team has been assembled. Ladies and gentlemen, this is It's a Show, the podcast that... Oh, okay.
I got a thing. I'm sorry.
Live from the beautiful Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer, It's a Show podcast returns. I'm GA.
I'm Sparky.
And I'm Peeker.
They gotta do the thing. Do the thing. Come on.
And he's Peeker. Okay. This week on the show, none other than legendary TSN sportscaster James Duthie, our special guest on the It's a Show podcast.
Are we even on right now?
James has written another book. This is his second or third book. I don't know who can keep track with this guy. He's a machine. He wrote The Day I Almost Killed Two Gretzky's and other assorted stories and sundry things. And the new one is The Guy to the Left, I think is what it is.
I think you're right.
He didn't send me the book, so I don't know. He planned on it, but then he, you know, things got in the way. But thanks, James, for agreeing to do this on Twitter. The power of Twitter. Right?
Yeah.
Just tweet somebody, like a famous guy like James Duthie.
I know.
What did I tell you? I've been telling you this since the beginning.
Whatever happened to Twitter? Maury. No, it's not Maury. Is it
First
Maury?
Off, it was not Maury.
It wasn't Maury. It was, who was it?
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
So one of the two of us got his guy. You didn't get your guy.
I tried. I replied, and I was like, can we hook it up?
You worked your finger. I'll try the bone on that project.
I'll try again.
They responded to you. That was
what are you bringing to the table there, Peeker?
He was at Ringette, so cut the guy some slack.
Yeah.
So we just, so you know, everyone, we just finished the interview with James Duthie. Actually, I did, because the guys, this is the one day we forget the headphones and the extra mic, so they couldn't participate.
Yeah.
They couldn't even hear. I'm sitting here for an hour talking to myself, and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Trust me, it was an amazing interview. You'll find out for yourself in moments on It's a Show podcast. Back to our sponsors, the Jackpot Casino. Adam Daines, the chief executive officer, grand poobah of things, was in earlier. Sharp dressed man, right?
Very much so, yes.
And he's pumped because he's going to Vegas to the Global Gaming Expo. There's innovations there. We were talking to him because he's got a giant pamphlet on his desk. And they have iPads the size of a garden shed that's an actual game, like a gaming table. That's an iPad now. Look at how big that is.
What?
Is that cool?
That doesn't suck.
That does not suck.
That doesn't suck at all.
The Jackpot Casino, of course, doesn't suck. Downstairs, Adam pointed out that they have two new Sphinx machines.
Yeah.
They're 3D, like interactive, epic. So the next episode of the show, we're going to get Sparky to play it. Maybe we'll get you and Sparky to...
Yeah, Peeker's got $5. I saw it.
Do you want to go down there and do it?
I don't gamble.
That was funny. Okay.
Next time, I'll bring some change. I'll bring laundry money. I'll go down there. We'll turn up the 3D to the max.
What is this thing? What are you talking about?
It's a sweet slot machine that's got 3D graphics and it's got like sound. You're in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You are in. And like
it's like Tron.
It's like so cool.
What is this
reference to being in the game?
But you know, like you're talking about
3D screen and sound, and it's like you're in the game. You're in the desert with Cleopatra.
You set the parameters. You set all the audio and everything the way you want it, and then boom, you're in the game.
It's a penny slot, so that's good.
I gamble now.
No, you will after this game. Let me tell you.
So how do you like? What's the point?
You just try to win.
Like win what?
What do you win? Money.
Money. Yeah.
I guess that's the point of like, every game in the casino.
You hit the button, minimum bet or maximum bet or something in between. Just depends how adventurous you feel.
So if you kill like 60 guys on the way to get the treasure in the tomb,
Then you gotta get three things. Usually you gotta get three special icons and you get the bonus game, and that's always fun.
Bonus game.
Bonus game's where it's at.
Nice.
Be cool if there was a bonus game in life, right? Like a mulligan game. So like
a 3D
like a big project at work and it totally bombs, that we could get a mulligan on that?
Wouldn't
that be
cool?
That'd be something.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be totally cool.
Been there, girlfriend.
Do you have something?
No, you're holding it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So here's the thing. Another word about Adam and the Jackpot Casino. Nicest guy in the world, man. And he's on board with everything we do, and we're on board with everything they do because it's awesome. I hold in my hand the giveaway of all giveaways. We can't tell you what it is because it's not officially launched yet.
The Jackpot Casino, where we invite you to stop by and enter to win a wild new sled. And it's not even the kind you have to push down the hill either. It's the Seek the Summit giveaway contest with your chance to win a brand new 2016 Ski-Doo Summit. Check the Jackpot Casino Facebook page for more information.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
What? Can't say. Can't say.
No way.
This is what we're giving away, this picture right here.
No, we're not.
Yeah. And you know how? All you got to do is.
We're not giving away on the show, but it's easy. They're giving away in the casino.
He explained it. It's easy. It's fun. It's going to be like, I'm going to play.
I thought we were giving away.
I'm playing to win.
We had a budget now.
Because I don't work for them, so I'm eligible.
We got beer and eligible. Steak sandwiches. Well, how was the steak Sammy, by the way?
Best steak sandwich in the downtown core.
Ding dong.
And not too pricey either. Adam, this is your first experience at the Jackpot, and you're behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Living a life like a rock star. What are your impressions of this joint?
Well, it's a pretty cool place. They've got a lot of nice memorabilia. I'm looking up at Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Nice autograph picture.
I know. Like,
it's
if you
got my name on it, I could maybe buy it from him.
Yeah, it's got Adam because they got the same.
You could probably just take it down. And...
You could take a lot of crap in here because Adam's got a lot of signed stuff.
Well, it's shocking that Pete Rose would be on a wall of a casino. Shocking.
Easy killer. He hasn't been reinstated, or has he? What happened to Pete Rose?
No, they're going to make the decision by the end of the year, apparently. And
by the end of the year?
No, yeah. He's done.
Give the guy.
Yeah, he got in some more trouble earlier this year, I guess. So.
Is he like a coke fiend?
Probably, yeah.
Is he not?
He had a bad haircut, but he was a great ball player. That's all I remember.
And he gambled.
That's all I care about.
He had the great forearms, man. Remember?
Who are you guys talking about?
Pete Rose.
Don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
I assure you. Don't know who he is.
He got banned from baseball for
gambling on games.
Against his own team.
More hits than anyone in baseball.
Like,
4,256.
Look at that.
Pete Rose
Stats. Fan. That's your nickname. Stats.
Stats.
Boom.
Stats.
Done. Stats is here. You just pulled that out of the air. Just like, boom. Just like that.
It's only because it used to be my PIN number.
Right on. So who is your favorite? Like, you're a huge baseball fan besides the Blue Jays, who are just killing it. Who's been your all-time favorite team growing up?
Well, the Jays were my favorite team. I kind of, as a Jays fan, you kind of have to pick a different team bandwagon every year.
Yeah.
This year, they're finally doing something, but I followed every team. I've got like over 100 hats. I wear all different hats.
You're rocking a Pittsburgh Pirates hat today. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like this year, the Mets are my favorite non-Blue Jay team.
So Peeker and I are going to conference. When I go to conference, there's nothing happening. There's no games. There's no whatever. Peeker is going to the Dodgers.
It's how you plan it, my friend.
You got to pick the right ones.
So you're staying a week after we are done.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'll be taking notes at all the seminars while he's gallivanting. I know how this is going to full unfold.
Well, you know how it works, my friend. You know how it works.
Seniority rules.
Seniority rules.
Maybe you'll have to cover for me while I go interview Jay and Dan.
Actually, I probably will be coming with you on that one.
I was going to ask you quickly before we leave the magical world of baseball. Yep. Do you prefer, and you really got to eat that mic because that's a singer's mic. Do you prefer the flat brim or old school hat?
I like the flat, but I can't always pull it off. So I kind of go halfway.
See, that one looks really good on you, I think. Right?
Yeah.
And you got a really cool, that Blue Jays one you were wearing the other day, gray and blue. Oh, that's a great hat.
Pretty much a hat collection. The two things I always buy when I travel to places is a hat.
And a coffee mug.
And no, that's the wife.
Oh.
But I buy a bottle opener. So the side of my fridge
that's
is
cool.
A bottle opener collection.
Really, I don't. That's a good idea to collect something specific when you go. What do you do, Spark?
Shot glasses are my thing.
Nice.
There's also another beer over here, so someone drink that.
I don't drink on weekdays.
If I have to, I have to.
Take one for the team.
Here, a little splitter, Adam.
I got to say something here. I'm coming down with something.
No, because you just gave blood, though. That's why.
Yeah, well, no.
Did you catch the
HIV. If I do get sick, like I got a tickle in the throat. So if I get sick tomorrow, I'm supposed to call them. And I think they're not supposed to use my blood.
Really? Is it that finicky? Okay, so this is cool because Sparky's radio station has really thrown themselves behind the blood donor drive. I often think about that because what I heard today, if you're a smoker, it's fine. Even if you smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? But if you got the sniffles, you can't do it.
Well, there is a question that says, are you feeling well? And I feel okay. Like I said, I got a tickle in my throat. It could be anything. It could be dust. It could be...
Everybody's getting it though, man.
You know, but...
So tis the season.
They asked a question about monkeys.
Did they?
Yeah. Really? Something about monkeys.
Like if you've touched your monkey?
Not... That's not code. A real monkey. Ooh, bananas, monkey.
It's a Show is brought to you by OpenHighway.com. Exciting times for our sponsor. They are counting down to the launch of their brand new website. Get caught up in the excitement yourself right now at OpenHWY.com. Speaking of open highways, our pal Curtis Hargrove is on a long one. His goal, to get to Ellen DeGeneres' studio in California. The journey is long and arduous, but he's having a great time. Somehow bananas figure into the whole story, and we're going to catch up with Curtis and find out what's going on. Where are we reaching you right now?
I'm in Fortuna, California.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, it is. I'm actually, having a bud at the Funky Monkey.
So you can have beers while you're running marathons on a daily basis.
Yeah, I have a cup. Literally right across the street, there's a whiskey testing thing that the Rotary's putting on, but I think the best stakeholder over there.
Knowing you, yeah, that's probably good advice for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this epic journey and how it's been going, the highs and the lows.
First off, I mean, the hospitality that we've been given everywhere is just phenomenal. I mean, people donating hotel rooms, donating meals. Even tonight, the general manager, he said, well, we'll donate you two rooms. He's like, we'll give you guys each a room. And then, of course, my Uncle Pete showed up, so that was a huge highlight as well. My Uncle Pete showed up yesterday in a banana costume. Hashtag Curtis needs bananas. It's been crazy.
Okay, so tell us the significance of the banana joke, because I just watched the video you flipped to me on my phone, and it is classic.
Yeah, so back in day one, I had no service on my phone, and I picked up a banana. Alan took a picture of it and sent it. Curtis's phone doesn't work, but his banana phone's better than his iPhone. And then people just started hashtagging Curtis needs bananas. One thing led to another. And then, of course, all these hotels have been joining in. So any of the hotels we've stayed at, they've been giving me banana scavenger hunt, writing on bananas, signing bananas. And I don't know, it's just a fun thing that, you know, people just want to see more of it. And Uncle Pete showed up in the banana costume yesterday. And he had two costumes for me and Alan as well. So the video you just saw was a bunch of bananas getting chased around by a gorilla. When you're doing stuff like this, I mean, you want to keep it fun for yourself and for everybody else. This mission's all about Angel, and it's all about getting that message to Ellen. We're trying to do as best as we can. I mean, he said, yeah, with the highs. I mean, now we'll give you the lows. I mean, the other day, you know, my tendon was acting up. Alan was in the hospital for 6 hours. So, you know, we had a couple really crappy days, and, you know, those are things that we're going to go through on the journey. We're only human, and, you know, being on the road for a month and a half, it's not guaranteed that you're going to stay healthy every day.
So tell everybody about Alan. How did you two meet, and what's his role in this whole?
Well, it's actually pretty cool. So Alan had Facebooked me a long time ago, so we've been friends before this, you know, was even happening. And Alan's a stringer for Global News in Nanaimo. He actually reports the news and stuff, and he has his own business. He's a videographer. He does a lot of live streaming events, and he found out that because my run was scheduled, I got postponed to August 31st. He said, I can help you if you don't have a driver. He says, I can get you to the ferry. And then, you know, we started off, and his house was only 2 days down the road. So we stayed at his house, and him and his wife decided that he was going to come the whole way. And he shut down the business, and he came for the whole trip. He's been with me. He's my driver, my hill advisor. He's basically got every title you can give him.
That's incredible. So you guys have a real strong friendship.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy how it works out. And, like, I believe everything happens for a reason, and how we are linked together is pretty cool through Angel. I mean, Galen said, how can you not love Angel and what she does for people? And then, you know, this story, hey, you know, it's something for him too. I mean, we're going to make some cool memories, and we meet a lot of awesome people on the road.
What would make this easier for you? What do you need?
Well, you know, if people would like to donate, we do have donations online. Our website is HugginsHighway.com. We're just going to go through our first, our fuel card today. You know, Lori McIntosh, she's from home. She's actually on the Ellen Show. She won the 12 Days of Christmas, and she gave me a $250 Shell card, and we've made it manage to last till today, which is pretty impressive.
No kidding. And what a sweetheart she is, you know?
Oh, she's amazing. And, what she does through the community is unreal. But yeah, if people want to go to HugginsHighway.com, we have a PayPal account where people can donate. We're going to have some more challenges coming up as well right away here, too, so people can get involved. And, you know, then it's just a fun way for people to donate. We also, I'm an ambassador for Salmon Running. And what they're doing is if people want to buy shoes from Salmon, they'll donate $15 for every shoe sale as long as people use the code ANGEL. So pretty awesome of them to do that as well.
You've been on my mind lots, and Peeker says hello and keep on rolling. And It's a Show is behind you 100%. And G Fark in Toronto, our social media guy, is going to be continue to be all over your journey. And anything you want retweeted, he's your man.
Awesome. Well, and we appreciate your guys' support. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video as well. I mean, I know we got that posted for you guys. And I said, I can't wait for those guys, Peeker and them, to see the monkey business video today. They'll enjoy it.
It was a beauty. And you know what? Just all that extra creativity, it makes the day go by faster. And it just shows the talents that you have on your crew.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed to have our crew. And then, I mean, we also have Sarah back home who's working 7 days around the clock, and she doesn't stop. She says she's going to stop, but she doesn't. She's calling hotels, she's calling schools, she's calling papers, she's calling the news, everything. And I mean, it really helps to have a team like we do, and you guys as well. I mean, we're so thankful for the support of everybody. I honestly think as we get closer, I mean, we're going to just build this momentum. I do know that we have a surprise in San Francisco, and the only hint I was given is Bubba Gump shrimp. So I'm really hoping, like, Tom Hanks comes running out of nowhere as Forrest Gump or something. I'm also followed by the LA Kings Twitter, Patrick Donahue Jr., so I'm hoping to line something up with them as well, especially since Angel thinks Daryl Sutter's son Chris there, Chris has Down syndrome as well. She thinks he's a, you know, a hottie, so we're gonna try and make it so that those two can meet up, because I mean, LA comes to Vancouver, and he travels with the team, and he's got certain spots that he sits. So I'm gonna try and hook Angel up too as well.
Before I let you go, man, just a quick question. This is a little bit awkward, but it's been on my mind. Runner to runner, are you getting nipple chafing?
No, I wear Band-Aids. I've got Minion Band-Aids. I don't have that problem.
Continued success, man. Keep it rolling.
Awesome. Okay, take care, buddy, and thanks for reaching out.
I'll have a bud tonight in your honor, too.
Yeah.
And run home. We used to call it an hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less. Sometimes we go over, making it even more awesome.
Mike sharing Peeker and I.
And you're looking into each other's eyes just like you and Hot Pants were.
Hooresh.
Why don't you recreate that and I'll get a photo?
How is Hot Pants? We haven't heard from her in a while. Oh, did you see her Instagram post earlier today, I think it was?
No.
Chick is lifting, and it was slow motion thinger
with the barbells. And I was like,
damn.
And she was quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger, and yeah, you know what's up. Shit was going down in that photo.
Miss her. We should get her back on the show.
Video.
Let's phone her right now.
No, I don't. No, we can't. I have no headphones. We have no headphones.
Yeah, how are we going to talk?
We can't call her, and then I can't hear her. That's like...
I'll just text her right now.
Oh, I'll just text her now.
That sounded bad.
I got a phone number. I'll just text her right now.
It's a Show with GA, a.k.a. Canada's DJ darling Greg Shannon. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little there.
I wonder if she remembers our Vegas date.
Of course she does. How could she forget your Vegas date? Amazing.
Did you get the finger guns?
No.
There is real potential here because now we got Stats with us. We could have two love life updates because he's single.
Whoa.
And Sparky's got the traditional love life update that we do. And we're supposed to do it more often because people are getting pissed off.
People are in demand.
We need. What are our features? All right.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to get to a Sparky love life update.
Update. Update. Update.
Right after we meet James Duthie from TSN.
Good segue.
Hey.
James Duthie, I presume.
Yeah, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent.
So we are in the world-famous Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer at the home of It's a Show podcast, and the window is open because it's really freaking hot in here, so we're going to hear some road noise.
I don't mind. You might hear my dogs fighting over a toy I just gave them in the background.
What kind of dogs you got?
I have a Boston Terrier and a French Bulldog.
Oh, cool. Right on. You go jogging with gray sweatpants and a black Duke like Rocky around your neighborhood? That's how they know you, right?
Basically, yes. What the hell was that?
I don't know. You hearing something?
Yeah, I heard like a bell go off or something.
That's weird. Sparky.
You actually didn't hear that?
No.
For real?
Sparky, is there something going on in the back with the bell?
No, it was like there again. You're not hearing that?
No idea, man.
Are you really not hearing that?
James Duthie, our special guest on the It's a Show podcast.
Are we even on right now?
I'm looking at the levels, and your levels are just beautiful, so this is going to be great. Can I ask you, so I interviewed you after you wrote The Day I Almost Killed Two Gretzky's, a collection of columns about sports and life, yada, yada, and it was highly entertaining, great book, bought a couple of copies from my family members, you gave me one free, your people?
I did.
Your people did, yeah.
Outstanding.
People are very generous.
They are.
So... what's the process for you as a dad? You got, what, three kids?
That I know of.
Three kids, two dogs?
Three kids, two dogs, yep.
Any cats?
Full household.
Any cats, goldfish?
No cats. Seven wives, little Mormon thing.
Oh, I choked on my Canadian. We're drinking beer here, so I hope you are too over there. Where do you live anyway?
I was into a little wine tonight.
Oh, nice.
I live in a little town called Aurora, which is about half an hour north of the T-Dot, as the kids say.
So what's your commute like every day when you're going into TSN? How long is
well,
it?
Well, you know, I go in at like 3 o'clock, right, and I work till whatever, midnight. So I'm going against traffic most of the time. It's probably 35 minutes in, half an hour home kind of thing. Sometimes traffic's bad. You get 45.
So what do you drive? What kind of, like, the minivan guy or?
I have an Audi Q5.
Oh,
so kind of like, you know, nothing used. I'm not like fancy boy. Gets me around. Fits a hockey bag in the back. Fits some golf clubs. Gets my kids to school. No problem.
Nice.
I'm not much of a car guy. I never was a car guy.
So what do you spend your money on? Because we, you know, we read all about the Rogers
crack.
Attempt at crack. Well, then we have a lot in
crack.
Common. Okay.
What do I spend my money on? Probably my house. I'm kind of a renovation addict. Like this year we did put an extension on my garage. I don't know why I did that. Built a big cabana in the back. The real thing I like is I built this, I don't have a cottage or anything. So we have a house that kind of backs onto the woods and I built this cabana. It's kind of sits, I have a pool and it's got a nice TV out there. So I sit outside my cabana and watch games and pretend that that's my way of getting in touch with nature.
Do you sometimes wish secretly that you were Jay Onright?
Never.
The original James Duthie Esquire the First.
Stay tuned to It's a Show and discover how James Duthie got his bizarre nickname. I could say it out loud, but it makes me feel creepy. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for a Sparky Love Live update.
The update number one, I'm not going to read too much into it, but what happens when you're in class and the girl beside you offers you a piece of gum? Does that mean anything to anybody?
We think that
you were breathing on her, were you? Because that could be a sign of subtly.
Stats is here, and I think with guys, anything that happens with a girl, we think it's come on. We think, hey, what time is it? And we're going, oh, she wants me.
She totally wants me. To be clear, I'm joking. Number one, she's 19. And we've discussed at the table.
Let me Google something here for a second.
At the table that I with, I'm the token old guy. And anyways,
but you're mature and worldly.
Anyways, that was worldly. That was a joke. I didn't think anything of it. It was really good gum though. Mm. It was that five gum.
So do you have a real update?
Real update is courtesy of the Tinder machine.
Really?
There. Well, it's an outlet, and maybe, I don't know if Stats is on it, and I don't judge.
Stats, you on it?
I am, yeah.
So
how many are you on? Because Sparky, you're on how many?
What do you mean how many?
Four services.
So, well,
let's go on Tinder right now and see if you guys can hook up with somebody here.
You mean match with someone?
I had another match tonight, but it was...
Sketchy?
Yeah.
Is it few and far between, like, when you're doing that? Like, is it really, like, a rare occasion if you get somebody that you would consider going out with?
Like just to hook up with people?
Well, I'm pretty picky actually.
Yeah.
When I pick. Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't match.
So it doesn't happen very often.
No.
So what does the match have to be? Like nine out of ten criteria or what?
Well, no, you just have to, just like that person and they have to like you back in order to be matched. And then you can communicate.
Do you have to be single?
No. Well, you should be.
Oh.
Like this is clearly not
Ashley
a real person.
Madison
oh my God.
Right. That or maybe it is a real person. I don't know. That's
the other
not a real person.
That's the other thing. I wonder how many bots like that are on those kind of things.
Oh,
because on Facebook, it's getting worse and worse.
The last three I had.
I don't like it anyways.
Are pretend girls.
Yep. And they're just gone in like 5 minutes.
So those are Russian mafia mobsters trying to get
it's
your
like,
PIN number or something.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I just don't want to spend a lot of time on it. So I just swipe right and then hope for the best. Then if I get a match, then I go in and read everything and creep the pictures. Because you can decide if you want to communicate or if you want to unmatch.
Unmatch.
So
you can unhook.
That's right.
Oh.
Anyway, so we're matched and then we were chatting a little bit on Tinder. I'm very busy. I'm a very busy guy.
Of course you are.
And then you know what she does? She
moving money around.
She gives me her number.
Okay.
I was like, all right, well, there's an open invitation.
So you called?
Come on.
Oh, yeah. You don't
call. It's 2016.
You
don't call.
Text. We talked to you about this, though. If you want something, you have to call.
You got to call Spark.
We've been texting so far.
And?
We're going to meet up on Wednesday.
At like a public place?
I have to. Or in a dark alley? At a drinks place. So I'm taking opinions on local drinking establishments.
Get Applebee's.
Out. Applebee's doesn't even exist anymore yet.
What? You get those big...
It's shut down. It's like a year ago.
You get like Applebee's size Caesars. You get like hamburgers on them.
Where do you want to go? Applebee's? No. That's not romantic at all.
Well, you don't want to spend a lot of money on the first...
Do you want a Netflix and chill?
What? That's at your house. Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, is that a thing? I don't know.
How that's apparently roll. That's a thing. Netflix and chill is what the kids are doing. It's
so
to go
come
home
to my
watch
house.
Movies and
do their thing.
Things.
Wow.
Anyways, I'll gross. Keep you posted.
Try There's, that just for a social experiment. You just say, yeah, hey, I mean, Netflix you're gonna lose her off the hook, but for sure.
So it is chill.
Yeah. Netflix and chill.
I'm gonna use that. No.
We can use that.
Well, that's what we do every night with our wives. What are you talking about?
Hey, you want to do some? You want to do some Netflix and chill? No. Okay.
Oh, that's just her right now. No big deal.
Oh God, I almost had a seizure. I thought the lights were going out. What was that?
I'm just texting.
That's that Tinder alert.
Is it Tinder alert?
No,
so
it's a text message.
Okay, so what are there? There's Plenty of Fish, Tinder, and what's up?
Oh, there's so many. There's Match.com. There's OkCupid. There's eHarmony. There, what else?
Which are the good ones? Which one?
Christian Mingle.
I've been sticking with Tinder.
Tinder? Just stick with Tinder.
Well, Tinder, number one, it's free mostly.
Yeah. So that's good.
Easy. Yes or no. Yeah.
You don't have to answer a shitload of questions. Just put your picture on. And.
Anyways, that's that. And Wednesday, it is.
Nice. Okay.
If I'm not dead by then.
Oh.
The virus or something.
Yeah, watch out.
Have you played with any monkeys lately?
All the time.
Okay, so what else did we want to cover?
Cassie is possibly going to phone us.
What?
She is on her way home. She said,
I can't have Cassie and James Duthie on the same show. I don't have the real estate.
Hot Pants is a regular. Like she's like a reporter. Her online.
Okay, let's see what she's got to report on. And how
she's kind of mad, though, because I just told her that we talked with James. She goes, you did? And I missed it. And I'm like, yeah, you did. And she's like, well, a little heads up would be nice.
Oh, miffed.
Classic Hot Pants moment right there.
Peeker pissed off a woman. That's a first.
That's a first.
Never happens. Let's get back to our interview with James Duthie, shall we? The one that Hot Pants missed. Do you sometimes wish secretly that you were Jay Onright?
Never.
We were just reading before the show about how they used to hose you because all of your gags are pre-taped and then they're live and they're messing around with you and you can't respond.
Yes. Well, I always watch those guys every morning, obviously. I'd usually be on trying to do some semblance of a workout downstairs on like a treadmill or something, and they would nonstop crack me up. But that was the worst because, yeah, people don't get that. They somehow believe that even though Jay and Dan in the same show would run 6 hours in a row and they tell the same jokes, people thought they were doing it live over and over and over again. So, you know, when we would do a hockey game, we would do our SportsCenter hit right afterwards, which would air live on SportsCenter as soon as the game was over, but then would air again and again and again. And so I have to be generic because it might be Dutchie and Hedger doing the show when I do it live, and then it might be, you know, Jay and Dan or whoever next. So you can tell when something is taped because the host will say thank you instead of saying thanks Jay or responding directly what they're saying. So
right.
So they'd make some crack. So here, let's send it down to James Duthie, who's not wearing pants. And they'd cut to me and with a straight face. All right, thank you very much. The Oilers tonight.
I love it, man.
Yeah, they made me look like a moron over and over again, but I still love them.
It's fun to go to work when you got guys like that with you, eh?
Yeah, it is. I miss those clowns. I do. I really do.
Have you ever been down to visit them in L.A.?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the Kings making the Cup Final, we went out for a few beers the last time they were down there. And, you know, I text with them quite often. So Jay's got a book coming out as well. Might as well give him a plug since you're plugging mine. So we're going to have fake book wars all fall.
That's awesome. So his is called Number Two?
Number Two, which is if you read his first book, you know what that means, I think.
Yours is?
The guy on the left. It's kind of a comment of level of Canadian, whatever, celebrity or whatever word you want to use for what the hell we are. But I was in Pittsburgh at a kids' hockey tournament. My son was at a hockey tournament. This is years ago. And some woman kept, you know, you're drinking beer in the hall like we do at kids' hockey tournaments. And some woman kept staring at me and saying, I know you, I know you, I know you. And finally she comes up to me. I got it. She said, you're the guy on the left. And I said, what? And she said, when I watched the panel. you're the guy on the left. That's, I thought, would be a pretty good name for the book. So it's just a bunch. It's, I hate to call it an autobiography because it's not, and I think that only autobiographies should be written by, like, astronauts and Nobel Prize winners. But so it's sort of the story of my career, but there's no boring crap in there. It's honestly just the best and funniest stories from, you know, life on the panel, stuff behind the scenes, the people I've met, like Torts and Jeff O'Neill, and there's this Tiger Woods story in there, and, you know, Gretzky stories and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to basically tell the best stories that you'd tell the boys sitting around drinking beers before I forgot them all, because I'm getting old and starting to forget stuff.
You got a certain style on the air, and it's, you make it look easy. And when I read the first book, it was the same way. Like, your writing style is just so casual and fun. I got a kick out of every single story in that book. Is it hard for you to get this stuff out?
This book was hard. That first book wasn't hard because I'd written columns for, it was almost a ripoff of a book, but thank you for buying a couple for your family, because I'd written these columns for 10 years and I had them all, and a publisher came to me and said, you know, would you like to do a collection of them? And so I said, no problem. And I wrote a few extra ones, but basically it was a book that was already written. And when you're writing, you know, one column every 2 weeks or whatever I was doing for 10 years, it's pretty easy to come up with 1,000 words every 2 weeks. And plus I was writing, you know, I wrote about myself and my family, but I wrote a lot about, you know, your typical column you read in a paper about interesting people in sports. Whereas this book, I find writing about yourself is really, really difficult. You're in a lot of the stories, and you want to have an accurate portrayal of the story of the way it happened. I really don't want to BS. Like, I want the story to be as it was. And all the stories in my book, there's no bullcrap in them. They all happened. But, you know, you never want to make yourself look too good. I don't mind making myself look bad. But it's much easier to write about other people than it is to write about yourself. So I labored over some of this. But it was,
yeah.
I'm really happy with the way it turned out in the end.
Because you're putting yourself out there, really. And I mean, you know, people are going to judge you, and they judge you on TV, but that's a character you're playing. It's very close to you, I'm sure, but it's still
right.
A facade you have to put on.
You know what? It had to be honest. And I mean, okay, there's not every single story in there. I certainly give Jay credit. I don't tell stories about defecating on my bathroom floor like Jay does, but I wanted to make it as honest as possible. And, like I said, it's not real serious. There's a few serious chapters in there because I've had a couple, you know, tragedies happen in my life. But most of it is really just lighthearted crap that I think people will get a kick out of. And you know what I tried to do is the stuff that people ask me all the time. And when I meet them out, you know, what's this guy like? Or what's the goofiest thing that's ever happened to you on air? Or things like that. So this was my excuse to tell those stories.
Okay, so you went to the AC/DC.
Not only did I go to AC/DC in Edmonton to sold-out show at Commonwealth Stadium, but I also went to the sold-out Shania Twain show in Calgary 2 days prior.
The man is hooked up. He's unbelievable. Well, so you got free tickets for both.
No, I didn't.
You did so.
No, I paid good cash. $30 for Shania Twain.
$30.
Decent seats, second level, not nosebleeds like you would imagine, but really, really good seats.
$30.
Yep.
Wow.
And
so how is Miss Twain?
Well, she still rocks it. And man, she's 50. Yeah.
And smoking hot. Yeah.
No, smoking hot. It was hot. A good show. Like lights, lasers, fire, pyro. It was amazing. This tour, like, I can't explain it because this is going to be her last tour, right?
Right.
And then she's going to do whatever she does. She'll do Vegas again. I have no doubt about that. But
anybody who retires. Oh, well, George Strait's doing a residency at the MGM now.
Yeah.
I
would go see that.
Yeah. I thought he totally retired.
No, he just doesn't want to tour anymore.
He's still recording.
It's a lot of work when you got a tour.
So AC/DC, I've seen so many comments about this show.
Put that on your bucket list. If you're a fan of AC/DC... Next time.
So is it the multimedia part of it, the actual music, their antics? What is it?
Well, you know their music, the greatest hits.
I can't get away from their
songs. Nonstop.
They're on every day.
The riffs.
Still.
That's probably why you're getting sick, though, right? Because you were out in that rain.
Oh, it rained. It poured. It poured hard. But I had a poncho and everything.
Yeah, but then you sat outside.
Can you shut Tinder off? I'm going to have a seizure.
But my point is...
It's a friendraiser.
Friendraiser. My point is, AC/DC, I never thought in a million years I would go to one of their shows. I never thought I would actually grow up learning for the first time right now about them. Because let's be honest, I was in country radio, wasn't really paying attention to the rock and roll. Now that I'm in that for work and stuff, I'm a fan. And then when I go to these shows and I'm blown away by the talent, the production and everything else, I'm a huge fan now. Worth $100, worth being stuck in Edmonton for 2 hours afterwards, worth almost getting stabbed at the LRT. Like, it was such a disastrous evening.
I didn't get to bed till
3 a.m. and I had to be up at 6 for the friend raiser. But it was like worth it. It's like that experience will never...
That's awesome.
It'll never leave me. And yes, I went alone. Deal with it.
Stats, do you like concerts? Do you go to concerts?
Not really, actually.
Yeah, so you're more ball games, sports.
Yeah, because I like hip-hop, and hip-hop doesn't come around here much.
What's some examples of
hip-hop? Like, who's huge in hip-hop? Who's huge?
I like Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap? That's a great name, though.
I'm like Except back in the NWA era. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
It's a good movie.
Straight out of
Compton? Straight out of Manitoba is what we're dealing with here.
Straight out of Brandon.
So there's Fetty Wap and Diddy Wap and
ASAP Rocky.
Some kids.
I like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is married to
Beyonce. Yes. We're getting divorced.
Really? What? Like every country artist.
I don't know. I saw it in the newspaper stand.
That's what happens. If you see it there, it's going to happen.
It's funny because before kids, I was all into like death metal and all that kind of stuff. And
really?
Just really hardcore music. And then now like I'm listening to like Taylor Swift constantly. Yeah.
Stay tuned to It's a Show and discover how James Duthie got his bizarre nickname. I could say it out loud, but it makes me feel creepy.
Gentlemen.
Hello, Hot Pants. We've rigged it up so you're on speakerphone, on my broken iPhone speakerphone, and you're also going into the computer so we can record you.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Cassie. We miss you.
Miss you.
I've never really been up for the last 5 months, but yet we still don't see each other.
So I got good news and bad news, guys. I can hear her, but you can't hear her. So
I quit.
Screw all of them.
Call back next week when we have headphones.
Oh, you got to meet Stats. Stats.
Stats. Yeah, Stats is our new...
Hello.
Stats guy.
I'm sorry,
this new person?
This is a one-time deal.
A one-time only deal, he's saying, but I think he fits right in, man. This
stats.
Is...
He can probably read out your stats.
I need to let you know that I thought I was only going to be on the show once, too. And that was incorrect. So
okay, so James Duthie sends his regards.
That's okay. James, wherever you are, I'm sure we'll meet. And it'll be more impressive than you meeting the guys in LA.
Here's the thing. What we're going to do is when we get this episode ready to rock. So good video. Everyone agreed. We loved slow motion Arnold Schwarzenegger shout-outs. And and then all your drop the magic and was good.
Hey, I'm proud of my strength.
So everyone say goodbye to Cassie now.
Hi, Cassie.
Nice meeting you.
Bye. Miss you.
Nice meeting you, she said.
Okay.
And we're going to try and interview Jay and Dan. That's our mission.
And I know how our missions go.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we'll be sending you to California, in other words. This is what's going to happen.
You know, it's funny. Jay and I had lunch right before he moved to L.A. We were both working on our books, his first book. And I was working on this book independently, and they're very similar in style somewhat as far as, you know, telling the stories of our careers, but just with funny anecdotes and such. I sort of took an extra year to do mine because I was just too damn busy, and I think Jay's actually more prolific writer. He sat down and wrote like 1,000 words a day, whereas I would binge write and write 5 chapters and then put the thing down for 5 months because I just got too busy with hockey and such, so... Actually, I probably think the people that would like his book would probably like mine and vice versa, probably.
Those guys have kind of a ritual where they crack an energy drink before their show every night. You, personally, when I go to work, I got to have my Tim Hortons and my granola energy bar, and then that's like my zen moment of the day. Is there anything you do before you go on the air?
Masturbate.
Guys, you should have heard that one. That was a good one.
I'm a power bar guy, but I don't have anything before air. The people on the panel will tell you I'm a health freak because my wife is a crazy health freak. Like, she's the healthiest person in the world. And so I have a lot of like green drinks and stuff. Brian Burke, as a matter of fact, his nickname for me is, Yoga Dwarf. I'm really not that short, but I guess to him. And I used to do yoga when he was on the panel a little bit, so he calls me Yoga Dwarf.
And what are you going to say? You got no choice but to accept it. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's Berkey, right? So,
oh my God.
Anyway, I'll have the odd green drake and pop a couple of power bars in there, but no, I don't have. I those guys are gonna die, Jay and Dan especially, before he's like 45, I think, from eating, drinking all the crap that he drinks.
That shit is bad for you, man. Like, oh,
no, it's terrible,
horrible.
You know what? You go to, not to get all preachy, but sometimes I go to minor hockey games and stuff, and these kids, like 8 years old, are having these giant monster energy drinks before the game. Like, parents, do not let your kids do that.
Remember the highlights from that Argonaut game a while back and stuff, and that kid was screaming at the ref and stuff, right. And his mom's sitting right next to him. I bet you he's one of those energy drink kids.
Right.
Like, that is just irresponsible and stupid.
None of those in my household. Hey, boys, can I ask a massive favor?
Yeah.
If you ever want me to come on again, I would be happy to come on as long as I can. But it's my wife's birthday today, and I kind of forgot that when I booked you. And
you are totally like me, man. This is awesome.
I think I probably need to spend a little quality time with her before we go to bed.
What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Cheryl.
Let's sing happy birthday to Cheryl, guys. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cheryl. Happy birthday to you. Here's James back. Thanks, man. I appreciate the time. Sorry.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Anytime. Talk to you.
Boom. Mic draw.
Yeah, it was not bad,
Rushed it.
Wish I could have heard that.